Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Kim of Diamonds Not Yourself podcast. This is where it's at, and this is where it's obviously been for like a minute, maybe. I just want to say thank you so much to everybody that's tuning in and the new people that keep coming through. I absolutely appreciate you taking the time out to connect with me. My name is Kim, aka Kim of Diamonds, full name Kimberly with an E before the Y. I'm a singer songwriter from Malawi, the warm heart of Africa. You can check out my music in my bio on my Instagram at Kim of Diamonds, and also even on my Twitter at Kim of Diamonds as well. So make sure you check me out and let me know what you think. Okay, so I am reading a book by T.D. Jakes, and it's called Maximize the Moment. So I'm just like in the first few pages of it, but I've come across something that just like hit me. You know, sometimes when you read something or listen to something, it just hits you. You understand it differently. So anyways, it says that people who don't speak up can find themselves in trouble because they didn't take control of the situation and speak up when they had had enough. They let people keep pouring on more problems, more burdens, more responsibilities. They didn't pay attention or else just kept their mouth shut. And before they know it, their life is overflowing with too much to do, too much heartache, and too much misery. They don't say anything and they wind up with nothing but one big mess to clean up. I was like, whoa. And then it also says that more often than not, many of us sit quietly through life, relying on others to see when the cup is filled. Like the cup, we are vulnerable to what people pour into us, but we tend to hope that they will see what they are doing to us and stop when it is too much. The truth of the matter is, most people will keep dumping and dumping into you if you do not speak up. I was like, whoa, T.D. Jakes just might be onto something for me. You know, there's so many situations that come to mind on expecting people to realize that, you know, they've put too much on you. You know, you somehow, like, especially when it comes to family and friends, you know, our parents and things like that, you know, sometimes they can put a lot of expectations and stuff onto us that we can't say no or speak up and say, yo, I can't handle all of this, because we don't want to disappoint them, obviously. And also some of us, you know, we have the we feel the need to impress or please people because we feel like we really need this. So life is just so random, but I can definitely think of those moments where I have not spoken up when I should have. So I guess I'm at that stage where I'm learning to say no to this, no to that. No, you know, sometimes you say no to really good opportunities, not because you don't want them, but because maybe the timing is just not right, you know. And I'd like to just say to someone to say that, you know, you should never feel pressure to say yes when you don't want to say yes, just because you don't want to seem some type of way, or like you don't want to seem like you are not working hard or that you're not ambitious. There's so many things that come to mind. But yeah, if you feel like a no is the answer to something, then you should let that be a no. You know, don't expect people to understand that either. They'll give you 100 reasons why you should say yes. But if all those reasons don't even fit into what you're trying to achieve or what you feel like is the right thing to do, then those 100 reasons are pretty much worthless, right? So yeah, that's the message to both you and me. Let us not be quiet people, timid people. Oh, they'll figure it out. I'll just have to be strong. I'll just wait for longer. I don't mind. You know, some of us let people walk all over us. I don't mind doing that. I don't mind. It's like, no. You need to learn how to mind, because people will take advantage of you, you know, and at the same time, you're going to be the one who's deeply hurt because they finally realized that all this time people were taking advantage of them. So why not save yourself that realization and start becoming the kind of person who knows when to say yes and when to say no and how to stick to their guns, you know? Because it's so necessary, honestly. It's so necessary to be a proactive person when it comes to your life. A lot of the times we let our parents and our families take control of how our lives should be and how they should turn out to be like. And from at first glance, it sounds good, it looks good, you seem to have everything, money, house, cars, and everything, but you still have that emptiness inside of you that says, although I've achieved this, I still have a lot more that I want to do. And, you know, I don't know. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. So it's like, as much as following other people's dreams and paths for us can seem like a better idea, a safe bet, you know, because it gives us security. But on the other hand, it's like, will you ever get to know your fullest potential? Will you ever get to take the life back, you know, your own life out of other people's hands and back into your own hands and start to make decisions that you want to do? Because at the end of the day, you are the one who's going to have to go to bed at night and listen to your conscience telling you yay or telling you no, that was horrible. So yeah, pretty much maximize the moment. Let's do that. Let's not take on too much. It's okay to say no. It's okay to pace yourself and go at your own pace. Yeah, pretty much. So peace and love from me to you. Let me know what you think about my podcast on any of my social media handles at Kim of Diamonds. Until next time, peace and love from me to you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.